Praise the Lord, everybody. As always, I want to give honor to our pastors, Brother and Sister Knowles. They are dear to every one of us here. And they're going through it right now, but they're coming out of it. Amen? Amen. So my passage of Scripture tonight is very familiar. In Philippians 4, 11 through 13, says Paul speaking, "Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to abase, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me." My title for tonight is, I Made It. A few weeks ago, I was heading to work, and a song came on, and that was the chorus. Just kept saying, I made it, I made it, I made it. And it just got down in my spirit, and I struggled because what I was feeling the Lord was wanting me to talk about and where my scriptures and where it was heading didn't make a lot of sense saying, I made it. But no matter how many times I tried to change it, he would not let me. I did not feel right in my spirit, so I'm going to do what he wants. Because this is for him. This is his service. This is his word. It's what he put in me, and it is my obligation and privilege to share with you what the Lord has shared with me. Amen. Let's just pray for a moment, Lord Jesus. Have your way in this service, God. Bless the reading of your word, Lord God. Let your word go forth tonight, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord, to deliver this message, Lord God, that you have put on the inside of me, God. May it produce, Lord God, the fruit, Lord Jesus, that you would have produced in us tonight. And let us receive it, Lord Jesus. In your name we pray. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Now, many of us, if not all, can relates to that passage of Scripture. We've all been in different places where we had plenty and times where we didn't have enough. Times where we were completely healthy and nothing was wrong, and times where we could barely get out of bed because we didn't even have the strength to lift up our head or to get out of the bed. And I know you think you're a strong person until one morning you can't get up. And just like that, we can have our strength or we can lose it. We can have our breath or we can lose it. We can be fruitful and the bank account full and everything's going great. And the next moment, there's just not enough. And you have to learn where Paul learned to get his becoming content with. Because it says in there that he learned therewith to be content. He had to learn it. Well, how did he learn it? Just like each and every one of us, by going through the situations of life and the trials and seeing God deliver us, where we needed provision, he provided. Where we know no matter what state we're in, he's going to supply those needs. He's going to take care of us. Amen? And I'll be the first to admit, though, it's a lot easier being content when there's plenty. It's when there's not enough that those negative thoughts start to begin to flood your mind. And if you dwell on them, you'll find yourself more, less and less content with the situation. Because it will bleed over into your perspective and into your mindset, and it'll change your attitude and your feelings towards everything around your entire life if you allow it. In times when we are lacking, those thoughts of doubt and fear begin to attack our minds. The Apostle Paul tells us how he's able to do it. In verse 13 of that passage, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. It's Jesus Christ, our rock, where we find our strength to overcome. Amen. Jesus said in John 16:33, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen. But there's no if we're going to face tribulation. It's a matter of when, because Jesus said, in this world, you will have tribulation. And the word tribulation, when I broke it down, started looking into it, comes from the Latin word tribulato, meaning distress or trouble. This in turn derives from the Latin word tribular, meaning to afflict or to press. We can all testify of experiences where we definitely felt those definitions in our life, where we felt pressed or afflicted in times of trouble. Amen? The key is, how do we face it? It all starts with our mindset. In Romans 12:2, it says, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable, perfect will of God. Amen? The mind is where it all starts at. Before there was an action, before there was a feeling, there was a thought. There was a thought that entered your mind, and we have a chance to either dwell on it and allow it to take root, or to take it into captivity, as we are told in 2 Corinthians 10 and 5, to bring it into the obedience of Christ. Amen? But as humans, we have to deal with our flesh daily. By no means have I conquered my own thoughts. We all, at some point, our faith falters. We slip. The righteous will fall down 7 times, but they get back up again. That's the main thing. And it's not easy. I'm going to be real. I'm not going to stand up here and make like life's a bed of roses. You just keep on going, and it's just everything's going to go your way. Because that's not this world. That's the world to come. That's the kingdom to come. That's the hope and glory that we're looking to. But that's not in this world. That's not in this life. But we have good news, though. We don't have to worry about it, because in Romans 8:37, it tells us that we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. So we already know we're conquerors over every situation because of Christ. As long as we are in him, and we are moving in him, and we are living in him, and we are got our eyes set and focused on him, we're going to overcome whatever comes our way. Amen? It's in Christ alone, just like Paul, able to be content, it was because he had his faith and his hope and everything in Christ alone. And we can choose to walk in the spirit of victory in every circumstance, because we already have a declaration of victory in writing. 1 Corinthians 15, starting in verse 51, says, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall all be changed. For this corruptible must be put on incorruption, and this mortal put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of the sin is law. But thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we see right there, we already have the victory through Jesus. He's already won the victory. He's already established it. So we're going through a process in this life. We have to go through things. We have to go through trials and tribulations. But it's not we're going through it wondering how is it going to end, because we already know the ending. We win. He won. And us being in him, we win. We are victorious because he is victorious. Amen. But the next part you have to worry about and be very careful with is what comes out of our mouth. Proverbs 18:20 lets us know that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So when facing hardships, when we're going through these trials and tribulations, we have to be careful what we allow to come out of our mouth. Sometimes we have thoughts, and they'll get in there, and you'll be dreading it, and you'll be thinking about it, and you'll be concerning yourself and worrying. But don't let it come out, because once you speak it, you speak either life or death. You can speak death in your situation and never come out of it, or you can speak life and walk through it in the name of Jesus, because the life that we speak is the truth of God's word, which is alive and it's powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Hallelujah. There's nothing you start speaking the name of Jesus. You, like I said that last time, you want to hear the audible voice of God? Read the scripture out loud. You believe it or not, and I got proof. When I get towards the end of this, I'm going to share something with you, and I know for a fact there is power reading aloud the word of God. Amen. But what really gets me is whenever we really go through those situations and those hardships and those troubles, and it just seems like we're in that dark tunnel, but we don't yet see the light. We can't physically see it. Those are the moments where we really have to walk by faith and not by sight, because our eyes will deceive us. Because we'll get to the place where it looks dark and we don't know where it's going, and things are just falling left and right. Nothing seems to be going our way, one thing after another. And then we end up starting to complain and no longer being content with the things that we have. And yesterday's answered prayer becomes today's annoyances. The thing that God blessed me with, I'm aggravated with. Because I wanted that job, God. I prayed for that job and you gave it to me. But today, I'm just unsatisfied because I'm not making that extra dollar that I wanted. So I start cursing this job, which was given to me by God as a blessing. And we take for granted the little things if we're not careful. And the thing that God tried to bless you with and did, you will turn around and deny yourself that blessing, all because of what we allow to get in us and come out. And we have to be careful, because the moment we stop appreciating and being grateful for the little victories, we'll never get to the greater victories that we're fighting there so hard and we're working for so hard and we're praying so hard for. Because if he can't trust us with a little, he can't trust us with much. We have to be faithful in the small and be faithful through every step and every victory that he has conquered and he has given us as he moves us from glory to glory. Amen? Oh, Jesus. When we're faced with the difficult situations in life, that's the time to start declaring the wonderful works that God has done. If it's just, Lord, I remember when I was hungry and you fed me. When I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. When I was lonely and you sent somebody to speak to me. When I didn't know what to do and you made a way when there was no way. There's so much that if we really sat down and started looking into, we would not be able to number all the times that God has blessed us, that he has stepped in for us, that he has interceded, and we don't even know the half of it. That headache that you thought the Tylenol cured could have been an aneurysm that God stopped. That chest pain that you thought was just gas could have been a heart attack that you don't know about. Ain't that right, Brother Plum? God can, hey, he can do it. He can do it. When any time I sit here and if I ever get too big for my britches, as they say, I just remember 10, 12 years ago when I was hanging out with hell. If the devil had any power, I wouldn't be here today. But glory to God, he doesn't have any power because he's already defeated. But I was in a car driving. I was probably going about 65, and I fell asleep at the wheel. I went off the road. It was a little 97 Honda Accord. I went off the road, and I flew. It was a drop-off, and I flew in. All I remember was I hit a tree, and it slung my car, and all I know is I just kept flipping and flipping and flipping, and I held on that steering wheel, and I might have been out of church. I might have been doing things I had no business doing, but I promise you, I said Jesus every time that car flipped, and I had another breath, and whenever that came to and it stopped, I was upside down, but I was still in my right mind. I turned off that car. I crawled out. All I have is a scar on my knuckle. When the paramedics came, they saw 200 yards of car debris from my car where I had flipped down the road off the side of it. They said, you got out of that car? I said, yeah, me. They said, are you sure? I said, yes. They said, you shouldn't be alive right now. Where the car was damaged, I was 1 inch from my head hitting the metal frame. Just one wrong move. But glory to God, he kept me when I was not ready. And there's times that we don't understand why things happen. But there's sometimes that we go through things and it's not because of right then. It's because you're going to need it later down the road. When you go through something, you can look back and say, but I remember when he did that. I remember when I made it through this. Remember when I made it through that horrible disease, and I made it through that job loss, and I made it through that hardship in my family. I made it through that broken home, and he restored me, and I made it. And if I made it then, I'm going to make it now. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But we have to fight everything that we come against with the word of God. If it's provision, we have Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. If it's disease in your body, we have James 5:14-15. If any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over you, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up. Isaiah said, by his stripes, we are healed. If you look at that, that says, the first one was, shall supply. The next one says, shall raise him up, shall save the sick. We are healed. These are not suggestions or maybes or mights. These are promises written in the word of God, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And they don't, it's not changing. Those promises of then is the promises of today. And this has been on my heart and in my spirit. And it's really been just weighing heavily on me. But I've come to encourage the church. Whatever doubt, whatever thought that the adversary may put in your head about Pastor Knowles, this is a process that is not unto death. He is coming out of this. And then just like gold when it's put to the fire, it doesn't look the same as it's being refined. But when it comes on the other side, the value goes up. It's stronger than it before. And when he comes through this, he's going to be stronger and more anointed than we've ever seen before. And this church is going to explode. And that anointing that's upon him is going to run off and cover all of us. Amen? So don't worry. He's coming through. It's just a process. We got to walk by faith. We can't let our eyes deceive us. Just like Peter on the water, as long as he had his eyes on Jesus, it didn't matter what the waves and the storms did around him. And that's what we got to hold on to in this moment, because he's coming back. Better, stronger. Like we just read, Jesus has already won our victory. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He knows the beginning to the end. He's at both places. He's already been to the end of this process, and he already has a declaration of healing with Pastor Noel's name on it. He already has a letter of declaration that he is restored. And just like the Hebrew boys in the fire, when he comes out, you will never know that he ever went through this to begin with, because God's going to restore everything. Amen? But we already know that Jesus won the victory. Because in Luke 10:18-20 said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Amen. Amen. The word of God is the most powerful weapon that we have to use against trials of life. So when we face our tribulations and we face the trials of life, we can go ahead and get that I made it mindset. You may not see it right now, but I can go ahead in faith, see it already come into completion. I can already see him fulfilling what he started, because he's faithful to finish the good work that he started. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He's a good, good father. There's so many times I've been in my life, and I wonder how I would make it. I didn't know how, in some of the dark seasons of my life, would I be able to get through it times that I had never been through, certain situations, things that I had never came to face with. And he would just remind me, I got you through this. I got you through that season. When you turned your back on me, when you was off in the world, you was a prodigal, I covered you. My grace and mercy followed you. I kept you and brought you home to me. I'm going to keep you now. There was a time whenever I was living in the world. I was standing outside my mother's carport. I'm going to be real. I was smoking a cigarette. Middle of the night. And I don't care where you're at. God wants to speak to you. He'll speak to you. I was looking down and saw a trail of ants just marching along. And in that moment, I heard that still, small voice said, just as those ants look to you, so are your problems to me. And it took a few years before I finally gave over everything. But those moments where God spoke to me, where he held me up and he reassured me and reminded me of how he kept me, have stayed with me all these years and will remain with me until the end. I have no doubt that he's going to complete what he started. We have to walk in that spirit of victory and renew our minds daily, because some days it's harder than others. We all want our pastor back in here. We all want the church whole again. But this is just a process. This is not the end. This, God's got this exactly where he wants it. And when the time is right, because our time and his time is not on the same timetable. He exists outside of our time. He created our time. But his time is always perfect because he's always right on time. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. I promise I wouldn't keep you too long, but I want to share this chapter in Psalms that, when I spoke of earlier, the power of reading the Word of God, there was a situation that I needed God to move on. And no matter how much I prayed, nothing seemed to break through. But this chapter was read, and God moved. Psalms 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, and from the noisome pestilence he shall cover thee with his feathers. And under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in the darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Amen? Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Those are promises. He shall deliver. He will honor. That is the God we serve, bigger than anything, bigger than any cancer. We just heard so many praise reports of cancer being eradicated, of a God touching. All that is God just reassuring us. He's got this. Hold your head up. Keep moving forward. Believe it, because one day our pastor's going to stand here and say, I made it. And we're going to praise God like never before. And we might as well go ahead and start praising him now, because it's already done. Just because we can't see it, we can go ahead in faith and believe it. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And if you ever doubt, if you ever have anything that you come across and you like, I do not have an experience, I do not have anything that I've been through like this, you can go back and there's plenty of scripture. There's plenty of stories. Look at David. Whenever he was running from Saul, I wonder if he ever thought about, well, I made it with the lion, I made it with a bear, and with a giant. But then that moment where he changes his opinion and his attitude from feeling sorry to declaring the things of God, it's like he just remembered, God brought me through that. He's going to bring me through this. So no matter what you need, no matter what you're going through, the Word of God has it covered from A to Z. There's nothing that we can face that there is not a scripture or a word that God has not already given us to comfort us, to strengthen us, to give us the faith and the hope that we need to keep moving forward in him. But that's the key. We have to stay plugged in, rooted, anchored on the rock, which is Jesus Christ. Keep doing the right thing. It may feel like you're going through the motions. And you may not be feeling the butterflies, and you may not be feeling the goosebumps like you want to feel. But just keep moving forward. Keep living for God. Keep doing it. And I promise you, a suddenly will come. He will not leave you nor forsake you, because he promised it. And every promise that he has ever given is yes and amen. Amen. I love you all. I hope this was encouraging in some way. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Thank you, Jesus.